Seconds are ticking. Looks like it's going.
Okay. All right, so good morning. Anybody here familiar with the website called Reddit? R-E-D-D-I-T? Oliver, Omri. Okay, so I'll give a brief explanation since most of you aren't aware of it, Ben. I know there's probably a couple others. Basically, it's a website where anyone can submit any content, a news article or just a post about an opinion, anything at all, and then all the other users of that community vote it up or vote it down. So basically, it's, you can call it a democratic way or you can call it mob mentality, whichever you prefer. I will say that I would not use it as a source of news because it's not really a fair source of news. It's just whatever the mob feels like that day. We want to read about this. We don't want to read about that. But there's a lot of different categories. I'm sure any hobby you have, there's a small, they're called subreddits. And you can go to that site or that section and look at things about your hobby. I look at a lot of things about board games. I look at news, a lot of different things. And I'll go on there and say, okay, what is everybody looking at? What does everybody think is interesting today? And like I said, it can be a link to a news article or it can be just a content or a statement you make. One of the, I think it's a fairly popular subreddit is called Ask Me Anything. And what it is people go on there and they make some statement and they say, hey, ask me anything about that. Sometimes it's a celebrity who might say, hey, I'm a star of this movie you might like. Ask me anything. Or maybe it's something like, hey, I'm an engineer for NASA. Ask me anything. You know, so people might have interest in that. Sometimes it's goofy stuff. Hey, I just ate 14 eggs on a challenge. Ask me anything. A wide variety of things could show up in there. And there was one I saw once, and I think it was even, I didn't see it in Ask Me Anything, because I don't really visit that much. It was mentioned somewhere else. There's another section called Ask Reddit, where people ask, hey, what's your favorite TV show? Or, what's the best book about World War II? Or, what's your favorite breakfast cereal? All kinds of crazy things. And one was, I don't remember the exact statement, but it was, what's the quickest you've ever seen someone's life change? You know, and it was good or bad, just what was the quickest turnaround you saw? Either change for the worse or change for the better. Something like that. And somebody linked to one of these Ask Me Anythings. And here was the title of this Ask Me Anything. It said, I did heroin yesterday. I am not a drug user. I've never done anything besides pot back when I was a teen. Ask me anything. So this guy says, hey, I tried heroin for the first time yesterday. Ask me any questions you might have. Now that's a really crazy, dumb thing to do. And the comments in that section were full of people basically telling him what you did was a really, really, really bad idea. A lot of people were speaking from either experience they had with relatives who did it or experiences they themselves had with it. And they said, listen, you need to get help right now. You've done a really stupid thing and there's going to be serious consequences. And this guy was kicking back on those comments really hard. He was basically, and this is a thing that people do in all kinds of situations, hey, listen, I know 1,000 of you people say it's going to go one way, but trust me, I know better. You know, I've got wisdom or I've got life experience or I'm not like every other person who's gone through this. This is something we all do in one level or another. You know, we decide to do something and someone says, hey, I did it that way. That's a bad idea. And we tell ourselves, well, that's you. That's not me. I mean, that's why we have these cycles in history where whole generations, whole groups of people decide, no, we can do it this way. I know it failed the other 800 times it's been done, but we know better, we're smarter, we have experience or history on our side, or we have technology, whatever it may be. It's a weird mentality we have. We decide we know better. And this guy was all over that. He's like, hey, I don't want to hear all your guys's, you know, I came here to have you guys ask me questions about it. I'm not here to get judged. I don't need you guys telling me that you know better, you know, that you guys had bad experiences. I'm not going to have a problem. Right? Now, I should preface that this is a website where anyone can go on and be anonymous and post anything. So I cannot guarantee that this gentleman is credible. But based on what I read, it seemed credible, seemed believable. And if it was a hoax, he put an extreme amount of effort into it, as we'll see here in a moment. So that was September 14th, 2009. So this is a pretty old thing. This is 7 years ago. Sorry, 8 years ago. 8 years ago. And then 2 weeks later, he posts another. Ask me anything. He says, 2 weeks ago, I tried heroin once for fun and made an AMA. I've been using since and shot up for the first time today. And he goes on to talk about how things have, in the span of 2 weeks, already gotten out of control. Gotten out of control really quickly and really fast based on this one decision he made. Say, hey, I'm just going to try it once for fun. And, you know, he's talking about how he's trying to get better and how he's going to do things, how he's trying to fix it and how they got worse. And then another 2 weeks, actually I apologize, 1 year later, October 10th, 2017. I am a patient in the psychiatric hospital. I was also technically dead last week. Ask me anything. A year later from him trying it once for fun. And he chronicles what happened, how everything went out of control, how everything just went down so fast. And he's at this point where he's in a psychiatric hospital and he was declared dead and revived. And how his life is a giant mess. I'll give him credit for being honest. He definitely owned up to a lot of mistakes and said, you know, I was really stupid and here I am. It was really harrowing to read. And I've listened to a lot of stuff about the heroin epidemic, the opioid epidemic in America, because it's a really big deal. And it's crazy how people's lives change, even if they do it once. Doing it once can kill you. Kill you dead. You know, that, and that, it doesn't happen to everybody. This guy, he ended up really bad, but the first time didn't kill him, but it certainly can. And there's plenty of those stories. I've heard so many stories from parents talking about how their kids tried it once, and it was a bad batch, or they reacted poorly, or whatever it is, and they're gone now. Because of one stupid choice. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today, is the idea of a single choice and what the consequences of that single choice can be. What can happen based on a single choice? We see that in the Bible. I want to read here from Acts 5. It's a story I know a lot of us are familiar with, Ananias and Sapphira. And it begins in verse 5 here. Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you have received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who had heard what had happened. Then some young men came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, Tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land? Yes, she said, that is the price. Peter said to her, How could you conspire to test the Spirit of the Lord? Listen, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also. At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in, finding her dead, carried her out, and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events. One choice. Both made the same single choice, which was to lie to God. The punishment here doesn't seem to be for what they did, for selling it and deciding to keep some of the money. There's no mention of that being a negative. They tell them, if you want to keep that money, that's yours to keep. You had, you know, that's fine. We wouldn't have an issue with that. But the choice they made, both of them, to lie to God, led to a serious and immediate consequence. Now, I don't know a lot about Ananias and Sapphira. I don't know what their motivations were here. I don't know if they were generally shady people or if they had a real bad situation where maybe they needed it. I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us. And it's not necessary to clear to us why God made this decision so harsh. I feel confident he had a good reason, and obviously was a good example for the others, and I'm sure it made others think about their choices. But this was a single choice that cost them their lives. One single choice. And the same thing with this gentleman who posted on Reddit about his drug use. I don't know a lot about his background. I don't know why he would have made that choice or what possible things contributed to that. But again, I know and I saw the single choice he made, how it spiraled out of control and caused a lot of real problems. But is it ever really about a single choice? Can we look at any choice and separate that out into an island unto itself? Does a single choice exist outside of influence from all your other choices? I don't think it does.
If we consider ourselves in this really great depiction of ourselves, I know it looks like pretty much everybody, at any one point in our life, any place, time, we can look and say we had choices. And one choice leads us one way, and one leads us another. And all these choices branch out. I always think about what all these decisions mean when I think about time travel stuff. Time travel stuff is really weird and interesting. I mean, it's science fiction, but it's still really weird and interesting when you think about how that might work out in life. If you went back and changed something, the ripple effect, the butterfly effect, how all those things impact different things. So we have all these choices and take us all these different directions. But let's consider, for simplicity's sake, that there's two directions we can go. And on our board, we're going to go to our left or we're going to go to our right. So over here, we'll call this a really good place. We'll call this Happy Mega Fun Town. So it's clear that that's good. And we'll call this something else. And we'll consider that each choice we have takes us one way or another. Takes us closer to Happy Mega Fun Town or closer to over here. So when you think about these choices, we'll add something here too for kicks. Our first path, we go this way, right? And let's say we keep going this way, and keep going this way, and keep going this way. And all our choices lean towards that direction. Okay, they lean towards that.
And as Christians, what are some of those choices? You decide to go to church today, Sunday morning. You decide to pray when you have the opportunity, when you think you need to. You decide to study your Bible. These are all choices that take you in that direction, right? They lean you in to the left. Other choices, I know we can think of all kinds of bad choices. Letting our anger get the best of us, deciding to hold on to grudges, to ignore the Word of God, to not pray, to not look at the examples of others. These are all choices that branch out and lead to the other way. Okay? But can you ever get to a point where you can't find your way over here? Now, I can get over here. Let's say that's where I am this morning. That's great. I'm definitely in that direction. Does that mean I can't get myself over here? No, it doesn't. But it's a longer path. It requires some backtracking. We can always fail and falter and get ourselves over here, but by always making a good choice, and again, we're looking at this like, is this a single choice? Well, yeah, that was a single choice that day, but how did I even get to this area? Well, by making all these other good choices. By making these good choices, I put myself in a better place. When I think about when I was growing up, way back in the day, when we only had two kinds of M&Ms, and not a blue, but two browns, I think about how lucky I am that decisions, when I was young, mainly decisions my parents made, but as I got older, decisions I made, that helped me from having to make harder choices. I don't think when I was growing up, I was even ever offered drugs. I don't recall ever being offered drugs because that was the kind of people I hung out with. I hang out with. They just didn't, that wasn't a thing. So because of those choices, like I said, at that point, a lot of choices my parents made and who I associated with, I never had to face that difficult choice. Not everyone's that lucky. But because of choices I made, my parents made, if you're over in that area, you're farther away. It's harder to face those difficult choices. And like I said, we don't know about Ananias and Sapphira. We don't know where they were in that branching pathway. I don't know if they're on the left, right, somewhere in the middle. I don't know. Don't know anything about this gentleman online either. But let's talk about Peter. I mentioned Peter in the reading earlier. We do know quite a bit about Peter. He was an apostle, a good man. I think we probably all feel pretty comfortable saying that Peter was probably somewhere in the left area. He seemed to be making good choices, the right choices. You know, he was following Jesus. But that didn't make him immune from choices, from difficult choices. This is from Luke 22, 54 to 62. Then seizing him, and this is Jesus they're seizing, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I do not know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, You also are one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean. Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. So, in the reading, Peter got advance warning on this. Peter was told, "Hey, listen, you're going to deny me 3 times tomorrow." And what did Peter say? No, not me, Lord." And here we are. You know, yesterday, he was ready to go to the death for Jesus. And today what happened? When he was given these 3 choices to acknowledge Jesus, he denied them all 3 times. Now this isn't for me to persecute Peter, to say Peter's a bad guy, but it's to say, no matter where you're at, even if you are in a good place in life, if you're following the right path, there's going to be opportunities, there's going to be chances where you can make the wrong choice. Now, Peter made the wrong choice here. Was he killed? Did his life spiral out of control? No. You know, we read some this morning from Acts about Peter. How Peter was greatly respected and how Peter ended up doing great things after this. This didn't destroy Peter. So when we find ourselves making the wrong choice, we shouldn't despair either. I mean, Peter was upset. He wept bitterly. That's fine. Be upset about your wrong choices. Be unhappy about them. That's good. But don't let them derail your life. Don't let them get you entirely off track and think, "Well, I've been doing good, but I failed, so now I'm done." One of the things you hear when you listen to addicts is that idea of, "Well, I made a small mistake, so let's go all in on all the giant mistakes." It's really disheartening. It's really unfortunate. And that's not all of them, but I've heard that story over and over and over again. "Man, I messed up, so I'm jumping entirely off the train. I'm going totally bonkers and insane on this," and just they destroy themselves. Now, the gentleman from online, back in January of 2017, about 7 or 8 years after his initial post, he posted. And he said, "Update for anyone who stumbles upon this account in the future." And guess what? Some good news. He's been clean for 6 years. As bad as things were for him, as bad as they got, he was able to turn it around. He was able to get clean. Now, he talks about the consequences, how his life is different now, how things aren't great always because of that choice he made, but things are better. He's on the right path now. But he does talk about that initial post. He talks about how he cringes when he reads it, how he says, I can't believe some of the things I said, and guess what, guys? I wasn't really that honest when I said, you know, I was fine. There were other issues, other warning signs I should have seen. Other choices I made that put me in that spot. In that spot where I would even consider doing that, in that spot where I had access to that kind of thing. Choices I made led to that. Now you always have a choice, no matter where you're at here.
If you're over here, if you're over here, if you're dead in the middle, if you're right here on the precipice, you always have a choice to go the other way. And that's good and bad. Because you can be doing great and have the opportunity to go bad, and you've got to avoid that. But more importantly, if things are going really bad, if you're doing really poorly, you have the chance to turn that around, to do something good. You know, we talk about choices in a bubble. The choice of Jesus to sacrifice himself for a bunch of people who didn't like him might seem odd on its face. But if you look at all the other choices Jesus made, no, I can't see him making the other choice. Because that's always the choice he made. That was always the type of person he was. And we're very lucky that he was. Today you're going to be offered a choice. Well, when Charles sings the invitation song, a lot of choices, actually. A choice to come up if you have a need, if you have a question. A choice to be baptized. And if you need that, I encourage you to take that choice. I do appreciate everyone giving me your time this morning. Again, I apologize for the quality of my voice. I know it's usually really rich and silky and smooth and wonderful, but not so much today. But again, if you have questions or needs of any kind, I encourage you to come up and make that choice today and get yourself on the right path. Charles, if you would, ever so kindly.
Number 15.